You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WZNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And this is Prayer and Share, and we're glad that you have joined us today. And Karen, give us some updates. If you have any updates, I guess you have the phone numbers and things of that nature, don't you?
I have an update with a phone number.
That works.
That phone number is 888-221-8990. Again, that's 888-221-8990. And I bet you're wondering why I am talking and why we are here this morning. You may have
You may have wanted to
tune in to listen to God in the Raw, but we have preempted that program this morning because we are continuing on with Prayer and Share. And we are thankful and appreciative of all those that have already given in this current fundraiser. We just completed 5 days yesterday. We added the Saturday in.
Bonus day.
Bonus day.
Bonus day, yes.
So we are the bonus you get.
We are the bonus. And anyway, we just are thankful and grateful to all of you that have already given, both our listeners, our underwriters, and the great supporters that we have.
And we have matching funds right now, and you have something from the mailbag that can be added into matching funds, but we have $1,396 in matching funds right now. And what do you have coming to us from our family
from the mail? What I have here is a gift from Jody in Coral Springs, a $50 gift.
Okay, fantastic.
So we thank you, Jody. I like Coral Springs. Have you ever been down that way?
Not recently, but I have been down that way.
I had some friends that live down there. Yeah, it's very
Coral
nice.
Coral Springs, yep. Thank you, Jody, so much for supporting your Good News Christian Station right here. $50 coming in the mail from Jody. That is going to be matching funds, and that will be applied to that $1,396. We'll be back in just a few moments. The number again is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. Give us a call. And we will check the mail and see if anything else has come in on the computer in the last little bit. Looks like we're about 2 minutes to the next song. And we will get right into that. Dave, one more time. If somebody wants to text, that's kind of a sort of a new way with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can text. You can text WCNO to 24365.
That is tremendous. All right. I have two different angels here. This one I don't see a total on. And this one I do. Okay. We have a donation coming in from it's an angel. And when it's an angel, we do not mention their names. But this angel, we can't see the amount. So I'm just wondering if the angel is not giving an amount. And now we have Karen that is smiling. She may be up to something with that. But we do have an angel donation coming in from West Palm Beach, and it is in the amount of $150. $150 that is coming in. So we thank you, Angel in West Palm Beach, for your donation this morning. Again, we do have matching funds. We'll give you those totals back in just a couple moments. And that number again is 888-221-8990. Or you can go to our website at WCNO.com, or you can text us, text WCNO to 24365, 24365. So you can text WCNO to 24365. Again, the number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And this next song coming up is Blessed Be Our God.
Blessed be our God.
Blessed be our God, who reigns forever and ever. All right, we just had a $50 donation. Prior to that, we were at a total of $13.96. The $50 brought us to $13.46. And then we had a caller, an angel donation coming to us from, I think that was West Palm Beach. We have an angel from West Palm Beach for $150. And so that brought our matching funds to $1,196. And we are here on a Saturday because we wanted to connect with you there on a Saturday. And I know this is a little different. We don't normally come in here with a full staff on Saturday, but because it's prayer and share, and because we want everyone who listens to have an opportunity to be a partner with us. And listen, we need you as a partner. Would you link up with these matching funds today with others who have made them available and give your donation this morning? As you give, it will be matched up to $1,196 or $1,196. The phone numbers, David, are?
The toll-free number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. You can also reach us locally in the 772 area code by dialing 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
And if WCNO is a blessing to you, perhaps you love the programs that are on during the week. I know we have great programming on during the week. And you listen to those, and those are a blessing. Maybe you like the music. We hear some people say that they listen to us while they drive, and they listen to different programs as they're driving. Some listen to us on their job while they're working, and it's a witness to those who are working in that environment. And, of course, others have the radio on 24/7, around the clock, right in their home, like our good friend Connie over in Okeechobee, who's praying for us even right now.
Amen.
As we're speaking. And today we are just giving some special focus on Crossroads Restaurant, which has been a friend of this ministry for a number of years. And I haven't had the pleasure of meeting the owners there yet, but I understand from Tom, who was the general manager, that they have been longtime friends. And so I look forward to that opportunity, and perhaps we'll have a call coming in at some point from Crossroads, and we'll be able to talk with someone over there. And we just really want to thank them for their partnership in the past, and trust that they will continue to be an underwriting partner with us here so we can continue to lift up Jesus together. Again, the number is 888-221-8990. And Karen, if someone does not have the money today to give, but they want to be a part, how could they do that?
What you could do is call and make a pledge. Just let us know the amount that you would intend to give. And whenever you have those resources available, you could send them in. But what we would do in the meantime, we would take your name, your address, your information, and the amount you'd like to give. And we'll send you out a letter with a return envelope, and you'll send that in whenever those resources become available. Again, we don't track pledges, so if you made a pledge for whatever amount, we're not going to be calling you next week asking you where it is, nor will we contact you by phone or any other means to ask you for that. It's between you and the Lord, and you just send it in whenever those resources are available.
All right. Well, that's exactly the way it works. So you can be a part with us today. David, we're looking for a lot of new partners as well.
We are, certainly.
And so if you have never given to WCNO, we would like to invite you to come and be a partner with us in prayer, in vision, and in financial support. And you may say, well, I wonder what I should start with. Could I suggest a dollar a day? Become a partner with us at a dollar a day. That it works out to be about $30 a month, less than a cup of coffee at most coffee shops, much less. And of course, my thoughts had been drawn to Gideon, and Gideon, he he was called of God, but he certainly did not recognize the call, because he was called as a mighty warrior, and he never saw himself as a mighty warrior. Didn't understand that that God had something for him to do. He kind of looked at his family and looked at his role and looked at his nation and felt like things were pretty much in a downright rotten shape. he wasn't encouraged at all. He was hiding out trying to save a little bit of grain from their enemies. And yet God came and called him right in the middle of that big mess. God had a plan to raise him up and to use him to bring a great victory to his nation. And who knows, my friend, how God may want to use you today. You may say, well, I don't know of any way that I could make a difference. One way you could make a difference is by giving to WCNO, praying for WCNO, and becoming a partner with us. Because when you give to this radio station, you are lifting up Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when we lift Jesus up and you're a partner with us, together we're lifting up Jesus. Would you give us a call? The number again is 888-221-8990. Or you can go to WCNO.com, and I will be checking our email and see if we've had any other donations that have snuck in the last little bit. And so things are starting to pick up. I think people are starting to wake up, and it looks to me like the sun has finally gotten up. And I can see a little bit of daylight outside the studio here. We are in Palm City, Florida, and as Karen says sometimes, we're actually live here in Palm City, Florida.
Real people.
We are real people. We are real
doing
people.
Real things.
This is not a machine or a previously recorded
That's
program.
That's right. If you called 888-221-8990 right now, a human being would pick up the phone.
That's right, and it's going to be one of the four of us.
That's right.
That's right.
And more specifically, it most likely would be one of the three of us, not the all four of us. But we have had some calls. We've had a lot of calls over the last several days, and we look forward to talking with you. And whatever the Lord has put on your heart is going to be a blessing to us, and we look forward to your call. So again, that number is 888-221-8990. That number is 888-221-8990. And we have lines open right now at this time. Well, we're going to get back to some great music. Looks like the next song is going to be Hold On to Jesus. And we are lifting up Jesus today. In fact, that is the theme, that there's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not afraid. everything I found.
Well, here we are live, and I just had a longtime friend show up here at the studio. I'm going to try to figure out how to turn his mic on. And sometimes I talk about that we have a big mouth over here at WCNO for Jesus because we are reaching out from Melbourne all the way down to Fort Lauderdale. And then we have friends in the Bahama Islands that listen to us, and they tell us they can hear us quite well, that we're the only station that comes in on some of their islands. And then, of course, I know there are other Christian ministries that are over there. But we also reach out over around Lake Okeechobee, and we've been talking about Crossroads Restaurant this morning. Tim, you ever been to Crossroads?
No, I haven't.
You have not. Well, I have not either. But this morning, as we looked at their restaurant, all of us became quite hungry. My son is also here. He's standing, making me feel like...
And we're still hungry.
Yeah, Jay, just sit down and so I can see your eyeballs.
Jay, I believe God would want you to go get us some food.
Thank you. Jay, thank you.
No, don't leave. Just sit down so I can see your face and I know it. He's right.
He's wandering off.
He's thinking they're going to send me out.
Here he comes. No, he is he is a great blessing. He's involved in ministry, and he's also involved in working. He's involved in... a lot of different things for the glory of God. And so, Jay, why don't you throw some headphones on? We'll just have a little chit-chat. You're at mic number 4. Well, this is Prayer and Share, and we're coming to you this morning to let you know that God has sustained this ministry for 29 and a half years. Next April is going to be 30 years for this radio station. You've been around that long, haven't you,
Tim? I remember when it started.
Yeah. Well, let me welcome Tim Quackenboss, who is with us this morning. Tim is an evangelist. He's an apostle. And he introduced himself first to me as being the armpit of the body of Christ. And I did not believe that the...
But now you know it's true.
Well, I didn't know the body of Christ had an armpit. Well, I mean, most body. Oh, two.
Two. Two. A left and a right.
Well, you know what? I'm sure it serves a purpose, and that's where I normally have to put some deodorant. So I do that. But Tim's a dear brother. He's been used of the Lord in many different countries as well as in many different ways. And he's pastored, and he has started churches. He's worked with pastors. And so we're glad to have you with us, Tim, this morning. And so my son Jay is also here, and he is a young warrior in the kingdom of God. And it's good to have Jay with us. David, why don't you give the numbers out so people that want to give can give. And then we're going to talk a little bit about whether or not God is still God in this generation. And so go ahead.
Okay, well, we'd love for you to use one of these numbers. We have a toll-free number, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. If you're in the 772 area code, you don't have to use all the numbers then. You can just call us at 221-1100. Mm-hmm. Yes, 221-1100.
And we do check our computer emails from time to time because we have people that give by texting. And that's sort of a new thing. And I'd like to just challenge those of you that are a little more techie like my son. And, you know, Jay, why don't you tell us how someone would text? Because I'm still trying to learn. It took me forever to text. We have all the information up there. How would you say that?
Well, you can text us at 24365, and you'll want to text WCNO. To 24365.
There you go. That's just exactly the way you do it. And so he knows how to do all kinds of things that I don't know how to do. And in fact, let's see, we have a donation coming in right now. And this is coming from Phyllis in Stewart. God bless you, Phyllis.
Praise the Lord, Phyllis. Thank you.
We have a $50 donation coming in from Phyllis. And Phyllis, at this very moment, your donation is going to get doubled up because we have matching funds, and so that $50 donation is going to release $100 into the kingdom of God. So we thank you for your donation. And Jay knows that I am somewhat technically challenged. Is that correct, son?
More or less, yeah.
That may be why the Lord gave him to you.
Yes, definitely.
That's part of the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are technically challenged, for they shall pray more often.
they shall pray more often.
Oh, yeah. Always on my knees.
Well, you know, when we would get a TV at the house, and a new TV at the house, and they come with those things that are called what?
Remotes.
Yeah. No, talk into the mic, Jay, so we can hear you. So they come with those things called remotes, Tim. And of course, I knew what to do with them. I'd give them to my son. It didn't matter when, you know, if he was 6 years old, 8 years old, 12 years old. He's a little older now. But whatever age, he knew exactly what to do with the remote. Before long, he'd have that thing synced up with the TV, and you could just turn it on, turn it off. And you could run around to different programs you wanted to go to. And I still didn't figure out how to use the remote half the time. And he would say, Dad, it's easy. You just do this and that, and it's going to work just fine. And so when God opened the door for me to be at this radio station, and he's beginning to smile. Look at that smile. What was your first thought?
I was actually laughing a little inside when I said, oh, he's going to be at a radio station. With all this technology, I'm like...
Yeah, well, that's my boy. He knows exactly how things are going on. And, you know, it was one of those moments where I had to kind of go, God, you got to be kidding. you're going to let me do something like this. But sure enough, here I am. And you know what? A couple times I've had to call my son and say, hey, son, come over here and give us a hand. And we found out just this morning that we have a subscription that's rent out because Jay poked his nose in and helped us out a little bit with that. And so that's a pretty good thing. So, Jay, how old are you?
I'm 27 years old.
And single.
He is single. And what has God done in your life recently?
Well, recently I accepted a position with a company to be an apprentice, and okay. It's been a real big positive thing in my life, because not only is it a job that pays well, it's also a education opportunity, and I'm going to school at night. And this is all expenses paid for the schooling and everything. Mm. So it's been a huge blessing because I'm able to pursue what I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. And I've prayed about it a lot. And my interim goal is to become an engineer and to work on things like that. So.
And you work where?
Right now I'm working at Piper Aircraft in Vero Beach.
All right. Very good. Very good. That's pretty great. God opened that door for you, and we're excited about that opportunity. And what do you do in the body of Christ?
Right now, I'm a technical ministries director.
You are?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Right. Among
the other armpit.
Among many, many other things. Yeah. I have a lot of hats.
Yeah, does that mean it's administrative or is it physical? Is that a physical or just administrative?
Yes.
Yes, yes. It's both of those. And anybody who runs sound knows that everyone in the church is happy with you, right?
Yeah, right, I'm sure of that. It's like air conditioning. You can't make everybody happy, right?
About 1% of the time.
About 1% of the time. What do people say? Do they say it's... It's too quiet?
Oh, never.
Oh.
Too loud.
It's not too quiet.
No.
Okay. Do they say they can hear the choral group well? And
all the time.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. So everybody's complimentary, and you have a lot of helpers, right?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
a lot of advisors.
Advisors, yes, a lot of advisors.
Advisors, yeah.
Advisors, and I've noticed when I've stopped back to pick something up, you're normally doing three things at one time, and I'm saying like, "Where's my mic? Where's my mic? Where's my batteries?" And so Jay is always busy with all this kind of stuff. In fact, this weekend you have some new equipment you're rolling out.
I do, yes. We are putting together a new setup for our church, putting together some. New equipment that we purchased.